West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. Well, Georgia's District 3 Congressman Drew Ferguson voting Tuesday to table the vote that would declare the office of Speaker of the House of Representatives to be vacant. And then being on the losing end of that vote, Ferguson voting against ousting U.S. Speaker Kevin McCarthy. However, a mutiny led by conservative U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz ultimately resulted in McCarthy's removal as House Speaker. The ousting of McCarthy represented the first time in U.S. history that a Speaker of the House has been removed from office. Ferguson offered no immediate comment on Tuesday. Local schools districts standing out in the latest rankings published for 2024 by the education research website Niche. According to Niche.com, the Bremen City Schools District is overall the fourth best district in the state of Georgia. Carrollton City Schools are ranked number 8 by the same poll, and the poll ranks the Carroll County Schools District as the 13th best in the state. Bremen City Schools are ranked the number 1 district with the best teachers in the state. Carrollton City Schools ranked 11 in that poll. The Carroll County Schools District is also ranked the 15th best district in the state for athletes. And Carrollton City is recognized as the second most diverse district in the state of Georgia. The best public high schools ranking is based on rigorous analysis of academic and student life data from the U.S. Department of Education, along with test scores, college data, and ratings collected from millions of niche users. Harrelson County Sheriff Stacy Williams on Tuesday claiming the crime rate in Harrelson County is currently the lowest it has ever been. However, Williams said as more and more people move into Harrelson County, the sheriff's office resources get thinner and thinner.
We need more officers. We need a lot of things to keep up with the status quo of what our mission is. And, you know, then the bottom line is to serve the people, and we do it to the best of our ability.
Sheriff Williams talking with WKNG King Country morning show host John Copeland this week. Meanwhile, the sheriff's office is hosting a Jeep ride from Tallapoosa into Polk County in an effort to raise money for the Our House Domestic Violence Shelter.
We got a Jeep Fest coming up this Saturday. Wheels up at 9:30 in the morning. We're going to meet at the Tallapoosa Ballpark there on Broad Street. Every year, we support our local family violence shelter located in Cedartown. They serve the Polk and Harrelson County area, women and children affected by family violence. So every year we try to raise $5,000. And I encourage, if you got a Jeep, please come on out and support us.
And the Citizens Report segment with Sheriff Stacy Williams airs every Tuesday morning on the WKNG King Country Morning Show. Carroll County Commission Chairman Michelle Morgan on Tuesday urging area residents to celebrate and recognize the farmers and agriculturalists in their families and communities ahead of declaring the last full week of October Agriculture Week in Carroll County.
Carroll County leads the state of Georgia with 860 farms and generates in excess of $127 million in economic impact with agricultural products, and has a long, healthy history of agricultural endeavors and support structures as the first Georgia county to receive a county extension agent, is the home of the largest cattlemen's association in the state.
Morgan reading the proclamation that was approved by the Board of Commissioners on Tuesday.
Carroll County is a lead producer of beef and chicken, as well as a diverse variety of agricultural commodities, and was the first county to dedicate funds preserving the farmland for the future.
An Agriculture Week coming up October 21st through the 29th and features a variety of agriculture-focused events in Carroll County. And Carrollton City Council officially appointing a pair of valuable employees to more significant administrative positions this week. Kevin Bush will be expected to fill the large shoes of former Finance Director Jim Triplett, who retires after close to 3 decades working for the city. And Haley Beaver is now City Clerk after several years of being a valuable city planner. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the NewsTalk1330.com website, and the NewsTalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the NewsTalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.